Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Twas a holiday party at Kimberly's house, and all were invited, including her spouse. And I and the game master pleasantly sat on the sofa with Kevin in his FSU hat.
Ye gods, the doorbell at this hour? On the eve of this unspecified winter holiday?
Special delivery for Broadwasted, a last-minute holiday gift. And it's a big, bright, beautiful present.
Who's sending us a gift like this?
I mean, Kevin, all good gifts around us are sent from Amazon.
Well, this one's from Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana?
Gary, Indiana. All right, well, goodbye until tomorrow. So, a last-minute present for Broadwasted.
I mean, why not? Tis the season, right? It's not a hard candy Christmas.
So, here we go.
Right there.
Okay.
I'll
take the ribbon off.
Here it is, boys.
Here it is, world.
Here's... a book?
Ugh, I bet it's from my friend Marion the librarian.
So, what do we do with this book?
The only thing you can do in a situation like this, open it and read it out loud to one another.
And have it magically come alive with an all-star cast of friends of the show.
And we can each step into the story as an important featured character along the way.
Yeah, totally. Great idea, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin. Hey, could you quickly go and pour us another round before we start?
Yeah, of course. Hold on, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you'll see it.
Brian, what's wrong?
I kind of cast the whole radio play and forgot to set apart a sign for Kevin.
But Brian?
We're just gonna have to think of something. No more talk of darkness. Kevin's coming back.
All right, drinks are filled. Everyone ready? Wait, what's this thing called anyway?
A Broadwasted Carol.
Channing!
What? Carol Channing?
I'm sorry, I can't say Carol without saying Channing. It's like a reflex.
Well, I mean, it does kind of have a ring to it. A Broadwasted Carol Channing.
Yeah.
What? No, we can't just change the title like this.
Shall we put it to a vote?
All in favor of changing the title to Brian's brilliant edition, say aye.
Guys!
Aye. So without further ado, we present to you A Broadwasted Carol Channing. Charlie was dead as a doornail.
I'm sorry, is a doornail dead? I mean, how dead can an inanimate object be? You have to have life at one point to be dead, and Jesus, that's a morbid way to start a holiday story.
Kimberly, please, just let it go.
Charlie was dead as a doornail.
Just keep moving on.
This must be established and believed, or nothing you will hear after this will be cool, boy.
Charlie was survived by his business partner, ticket feezer Scrooge. Together, Charlie and Scrooge have been the most influential and ruthless theater critics in New York City. They tore down countless productions with their words, but words fail, and since Charlie's death, Scrooge has lived a Les Miserables life alone in his writing office. Well, almost alone, except for his timid assistant, Bobby Cratchit.
Bobby rose from his usual place in his own little corner in his own little chair and meekly approached Scrooge's desk.
Mr. Scrooge,
Yes, what is it, Cratchit?
Well, sir, it's just, I was thinking, seeing as tomorrow is a day of unspecified religious and economic importance spent with family and friends, I was thinking I might leave early to...
Before Cratchit could finish his request, two cheery and lovable figures appeared.
Two featured members of the ensemble.
One might even call them the ensemblists. Together they burst into the office and commanded center stage.
Hello, Scrooge and Charlie. Do I have the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Charlie?
We tried Facebook stalking you, but neither of you have a clear profile pic.
Mr. Charlie has been dead these past 7 years.
We're so sorry.
When a loved one dies, we often feel as if we could have done more. Well, I say, what's the use of wondering? He was your partner and you loved him. That's all there is to that.
Cratchit, can you explain who sent in the clowns?
Very funny, very well played. Oh, everybody needs a good laugh in the holiday season.
And everyone deserves support in their time of need. So that's why we're here going around to collect money for an important organization, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. So what can we put you down for?
Nothing.
You wish to remain anonymous.
I wish to remain alone in the universe.
Sir, at times like this, there are people who need our help.
Are there no chain gangs? Are there no orphanages?
Many refuse to go there, and many would rather die.
Well, then they had better do it and decrease the standing room population. Now, good day.
But, sir...
Get out!
Don't try to stop me, Horace, please!
Just wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie. Dearie should have said so long ago.
Happy holidays.
Jesus Christ, superstar, I'm tired of all these people thinking just because it's the holiday season that I should feel compelled to empty my pockets or alleviate the burdens of others when they say, give us your money. There's a fine, fine line, Bobby. Those two ensemblists just don't get it, Cratchit. Feelings don't mean Jack Frost in this world. All that matters is money, money, money.
But, Mr. Scrooge...
No more questions, please. No more.
But it's the holiday, sir, and I'd like to spend tomorrow with my family.
Take that look off your face. I can see through your smile. No, I know that I'm right. I bet you didn't sleep good last night. Couldn't wait to bring all of this holiday crap to my door. Well, I've got news for you. That's why you're poor. Poor, poor Pharaoh. What you gonna do?
It's just one short day in the Evergreen City. One short day full of so much to do.
All right, you can leave now. And you can have the day off tomorrow. But you need to take home my newest review and edit it and have it ready to go on my desk first thing the following morning. And remember, make that coffee black.
Yes, sir, of course. So, who are you tearing apart this week?
The podcast Broad Wasted. The article's called All the Broad Wasted Time. Once the public reads this, the Broad Wasted crew won't even be allowed to look at a microphone ever again. I can't wait to...
Hello, Uncle.
Scrooge's niece, Fred, had come bursting in like Mary Lennox after she found the key in the door to the secret garden.
I'm sorry, did you say Scrooge's niece, Fred? We changed it to niece, but we kept Fred?
Yep.
It's just... that name doesn't really seem to fit her.
Lady, that's my life story. Happy holidays, Uncle Scrooge.
The holidays. Zootabah humbug.
Come, Uncle. We need a little Christmas. Right this very minute.
Someone drown out this nonsense. Where's that boy with the bugle?
Forget about the boy, Uncle. Come, join me and my husband for a holiday feast tomorrow. If you came, we'd be delighted. It would be lovely.
Fred, my niece, you have extended this invitation every year, and I have turned you down every year. I'm obnoxious and disliked. Did you know that?
I hadn't heard.
Why must you continue to torment me by asking every year?
Because I know you're going to say yes one time when I ask. It won't be long now, I guarantee. I know it's today.
I think you should go.
And I am telling you, I'm not going.
Little girl, hey, the door, it's that way.
But at this time of year, Uncle, ain't it good to know you've got a friend?
I don't need a friend. And I don't need the holidays. And I don't need you barging in here and bothering me while I'm trying to work. Now get out and stay out.
Dinner's tomorrow at 8. My husband would really like to meet you.
Why did you get married, Fred?
Because I fell in love. Love is a many splendored thing. Love lifts us up where we belong. All you need is love.
Please, don't start that again. You're just at the I love you, you're perfect phase. Just wait for the now change part.
Can't it just be I love you because?
No. Now, good day, Fred.
Happy holidays, Cratchit.
Happy holidays, Fred.
Seasons of love, Uncle.
Zootaba humbug.
So, I guess I'll be going now.
The revised copy of All the Broad-Wasted Time better be on my desk earlier than first thing the day after tomorrow.
What's earlier than first thing?
Way back in the day. Now, get out of here, Cratchit.
Thank you, sir. And a very happy...
Cratchit!
Happy day by day... Day by day, oh dear Lord.
And another 100 people just applied for your job.
Okay, I'm going.
The holidays. Zootaba humbug.
Scrooge walked the snowy streets of the theater district of New York City on his way to his nearby penthouse apartment. He could have taken a yellow cab or an Uber, but walking was cheap, and Scrooge preferred his money to stay in one place, in his pocket. As he approached the door of his apartment building and waited for the doorman, he felt a strong chill in the air.
Where's the doorman? This is ridiculous. I'm calling the co-op board.
Happy holidays. We're closed for renovations over the holiday season, so leave a message.
You know what makes me crazy? I'm sorry, can I say this? You know what makes me nuts? The fact I have to pay a doorman to work at night, work all the time, but now I'm alone, and there is no doorman. No, there's not. No, really, that's exactly what is happening. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to them. Well, I guess I better just grab the handle myself.
Scrooge reached for the door, the antique door with the elaborate knocker with a face of a lion king, if you will. The lion king knocker right in front of his eyes suddenly seemed to change and come alive.
Charlie, my old partner.
And just like that, the face of Scrooge's old partner Charlie was gone and the knocker had returned to normal. I know the truth. Scrooge was shook, but he stayed strong, holding to the ground.
Zootaba humbug!
Scrooge unlocked the door and entered the apartment building, quickly closing the door behind him. And just for one moment, he stopped to check for Charlie's man bun in the back of the doorframe.
Man buns. Zootaba humbug.
Scrooge ascended the darkened staircase and slowly made his way to his apartment. He could have lit the flashlight on his iPhone, but darkness was cheap and Scrooge liked it. Scrooge entered his apartment and proceeded his nightly routine. He stripped out of his clothes and put on his pajamas and gypsy robe and ordered Chinese food on Seamless. And just like every night, after he placed his order, he immediately called the restaurant.
Hello. This is... Yes, it's Ticketfeaser Scrooge. I just wanted to remind you that the buzzer from my apartment doesn't work, so the delivery boy needs to call my cell when he's downstairs and I'll push the button to let him in. And if he's not here in the next 10 minutes, there's no tip.
Scrooge sat down to wait for his food in silence, just like any other night, only.
The buzzer of Scrooge's door, the buzzer that had been broken for more than 10 years, suddenly began going off repeatedly. Scrooge's initial shock turned to outrage.
I told them to have the delivery boy call me, though this is incredibly fast service for once. Yes? Hello? Damn thing's still broken. Hello? Hello?
Ticket fees are Scrooge!
It sounded as if the entire chain gang was climbing the stairs to Scrooge's apartment.
Sure, it's just a noisy neighbor. That girl in 14G. I wish she'd learned to sing an unchained melody.
Ticket, Scrooge!
Whoever you are, Zootaba humbug.
not afraid of anything, be it mountains, dragons, water, dark orb, unearthly voices, and rattling chains. Be gone with you, you son of a humbug. God on high, you just walked through the wall. Whatever you are, you can't be of this earth.
No, Scrooge, I'm a ghost. The musical.
What?
Oh, never mind, forget it.
Because we all did. Zing! Wait. I remember that cutting remark. That was from my review. Who are you?
Ask me who I was.
Wow, who called the semantics police? Who were you, then?
In life, I was a famous author, Charlie Dickens. And for the purpose of this story, apparently your partner.
Charlie Dickens, my old partner.
Oh, okay. So this is the part I'm confused about. Do theatre critics have partners? And why would I be a theatre critic when I'm a famous author?
Charlie, if you didn't resurrect to say your lines and cooperate with the story, why did you even appear at all?
Because frankly, I'm not too happy with your interpretation of my classic story. I mean, we're only in the first part and already you're taking all these liberties. I mean, I value my work, okay? I worked hard on this story, and you're just having your way with A Christmas Carol.
Channing!
Well, who the hell is that?
Sorry, I can't help it. Continue.
This has gone on long enough. I mean, you don't see anyone taking Oliver Twist and turning it into a family-friendly musical, do you?
Well, actually...
What? Seriously? That's just great. Next you're going to tell me something crazy, like someone, I don't know, took something I didn't even finish writing and made it some kind of choose-your-own-adventure farce.
You know what, Charlie? Maybe you shouldn't think about it. A man could go quite mad.
Let's just get on with the script.
Ticket fees are Scrooge. We were two kinsmen in life, but now, in my death, I have learned that no good can come from bad. The wages of sin are high and lead along the garden path to hell. You must see the writing on the wall, Scrooge, before it's too late. Look at the chains I wear that I forged in life.
But, Charlie... Is that? Yes, I wear the chandelier from the Phantom of the Opera. This was the afterlife's way of settling up the score. Your chains were as big as this chandelier 7 holidays ago. They have since grown like a wild rosebud.
Surely you didn't just come here to frighten me and prophesize my doom? If you did, then you might as well make your murderer's confession now, because this news is killing me. Please, Charlie, speak some comfort to me.
I've come to give you a chance to avoid my fate. You shall be visited by 3 spirits. The first will appear just before moonfall. The second, just before moonfall reprise. The third...
Wait, Charlie, are these 3 spirits the chance you spoke of?
Yes.
Well, then I think I'd rather not.
My time grows short, ticket fees. You must learn that there's more to life than money. And writing scathing reviews of amazing podcasts like Broad Wasted. And wait, why is there a theater critic reviewing a podcast?
I thought you said your time was short.
We must see both sides of the coin, ticket fees. You must discover where is love. Consider yourself warned, Scrooge. Really, try reviewing the situation before your finale. Now I must go. Expect the first spirit at moonfall.
Cheer up, Charlie. Give us a smile.
My time is up. I must go. Sorry.
Charlie opened a new window and disappeared into the night. Scrooge ran to the window to watch and saw outside an entire ensemble of ghosts flying through the streets. Scrooge saw Charlie float down to a young girl, struggling to bundle up under her small, thin blanket on the street. She was in the Dear Evan Hansen standby line for the following morning. And try as he may, Charlie couldn't do anything to warm her up. But like a great comet pulled out of orbit as it passes the sun, Charlie was forced to move on and join the other ghosts before the ghosts parade passed him by.
Zoot de bah humbug. Hello?
Oh, yes, the Chinese food.
You're downstairs? Good. I'll push the buzzer to let you in.
And you better have my egg roll, Mr. Goldstone. What was that? Was that him? Was that me? Did a ghost really visit me? Just visit me? And did I visit back?
Was Scrooge wrong? Was he mad? Was that all? Did Charlie miss him? Was he suddenly getting bored with him?
Scrooge pushed the encounter with Charlie out of his mind, and he ate his Chinese quickly and quietly, though he did glance more than once at the window, just in case. After supper time, he watched New York Ones on stage and quickly retired to his bedroom for the evening. Outside, Scrooge heard the soft voice of a caroler singing of the holiday only hours away from arriving.
Can't you spare a dime or two? Here but for the grace of God go you. You'll be merry, I'll be merry, though merry ain't in my vocabulary. No sleigh bells, no Santa Claus, no Yule log, no tinsel, no holly, no hearth, no Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. No room at the Holiday Inn. Oh, no! And it's beginning to snow.
Go away and sing for your supper somewhere else.
Please, sir, can you spare anything for a cold and hungry beggar on this joyous holiday eve? Pennies or nickels or dimes? All I'm asking for is change.
You better scram now or I'll call Officer Krupke.
All right, I'm going. Happy holidays to you too, old man.
Zootabah humbug, you riffraff. Get out of here, street rat.
Riffraff? Street rat? I don't buy that. If only they'd look closer. Would they see a poor boy? No siree. They'd find out there's so much more to...
I seriously just called Cops the Musical.
There was a Cops the Musical?
Yeah, it was in pre-production, or at least in the reading phase at some point.
Wow, they'll write a musical about anything. Next, they'll write a musical just about writing a musical.
Title of show?
I don't know. Something like, show where we write a show at the same time.
Anyway, Scrooge quickly shut the light off and turned the bed down and thought once more of the scene with Charlie.
Isn't it funny you believed that it was real? Pretty funny. That whole event was just a movie in my mind. What if the world were like the movies?
Scrooge closed his eyes and began to drift off to sleep when suddenly...
If it's that caroler again.
It's time, Ticket Feezer, for you to remember Once Upon a December.
Who do you think you are barging in on me in my boudoir?
I am the toast of Broadway Pass.
Scrooge's bedroom began to melt away as the years flew back.
I can see it shining somewhere. Bright lights somewhere invite me to come there and learn. And I'm ready.
Are you sure you're ready? I can show you a world shining, shimmering, splendid.
I'm ready.
And we hope you're ready for next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to part one of A Broad-Wasted Carol.
Channing! I'm sorry, I swear I'll stop. No, I won't.
There's plenty more holiday excitement and festive fun in part two coming up next week. And there's tons more additional content on our social media, at Broad-Wasted. So subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to never miss out on the happy hour fun this holiday season.
Also be sure to check out our new YouTube channel with all new games, drink recipes, and fun behind the scenes hilarity.
But before we sign off with our favorite musical theater cadence, we'd love to spill about something near and dear to our hearts.
Hey everyone, happy holidays. My name is Jenna Ushkowitz.
Aaron Albano.
Kara Lindsay.
Leslie Margarita.
What's up, y'all? This is James Monroe Iglehart.
Jam Strong Johnson.
Telly Leung.
Adam Kaplan.
Haley Pachim.
Hannah Ellis.
Sarah Marie Jenkins.
Alana Levine.
Jillian Pensavalli.
Robbie Roselle.
This is Mo Brady.
And Nika Graf Lanzaroni.
Andrew Brightus.
My name is Squiggs.
My name is Caesar Samayoa. Broadway Cares, Equity Fights, AIDS helps men, women, and children across the country and across the street receive life-saving medication,
healthcare, nutritious meals, counseling, and emergency financial assistance.
Since 1988,
Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS has raised more than $285 million
for essential services for people with HIV and AIDS and other critical illnesses in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C.
They've also awarded annual grants to more than 450 family service organizations nationwide.
The great Jonathan Larson wrote,
"Share love, give love, spread love.
Please donate now to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS
and help everyone to celebrate this season of love
this holiday season.
To give your holiday gift to Broadway Cares, visit donate.broadwaycares.org/broadwasted.
Don't throw away your shot to make a difference.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for supporting BCEFA.
Happy holidays!
And may your 2018 be as bountiful as Laura Dern's 2017.
Thanks for listening, and as we end every episode, Zoo-doo-wah-bum! Cheers!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.